One-page history of America from colonies to now for General Milley. August 8, 2021 by Justice Anna Vaughn writes, Big Lake, Alaska. Colonial America was dominated by two huge investment companies, the Catholic Maryland Company and the Protestant Virginia Company. During the War of Independence, the Maryland Company remained officially neutral. The Virginia Company split into two factions, one American and one European-dominated. The American faction doing business as the United States of America fought the British faction doing business as the United States of America. During the war, the United States of America represented the Federation of 13 states and acted for 5 years as the holding company for their mutually delegated powers in the international and global jurisdictions. Still in the middle of the war, the United States of America Federation formed a confederation of states by delegating some of its powers to conduct business to a new entity, the States of America. By 1781, we had two American business entities, the United States of America, a federation of states, and the States of America, a confederation of states, in operation. At the end of the war, the peace process held the investment companies harmless. The three federal constitutions adopted in 1787, 1789, and 1790, which divvy up juicy government contracts and spheres of influence, represent the implementation of four treaty series: the Treaties of Versailles, Land; the Treaties of Paris, Admiralty; the Treaties of Westminster, Air; and the Treaties of Ghent, Maritime. The American Confederation doing business as the States of America was given the contract to administer the American Federal Republic under the Constitution for the United States of America, 1787. The British offshoot of the Virginia Company, the United States of America, was given the contract to provide military and territorial government functions under the Constitution of the United States of America, 1789. The Papist Maryland Company was given the contract to provide certain international and global services, including the post office functions under the Constitution of the United States, 1790. Under this arrangement, the American Federal Republic was responsible for most of the functions of the federal government. The Brits ran our navy on the high seas and inland waterways and provided administration of our territories and possessions. The Papists provided postal and other civil services. In 1860, the Brits ran Abraham Lincoln, an attorney who was prohibited from holding any public office in our federal republic, as the President of the United States of America, that is, the President of the territorial government, but not President of the United States of America Federation and not President of the Federal Republic run by the States of America Confederation. The state of state members of the Confederation split into two camps and fought each other, with Lincoln in control of the northern members and the territorial government, and Jefferson Davis in control of the South and his Papist allies. After this civil war, the Confederation was never reconstructed and the Federal Republic abandoned, giving rise to the perpetual state of emergency we live with today. A full one-third of our intended government has been dormant ever since. The British territorial government slipped in what appeared to be an American military protectorate under Lincoln's Labor Code, substituted territorial state of state organizations for the American Confederation, and has sat here quietly leeching off us and occupying our country ever since. They have been occupying us using our own armed forces since 1865, bleeding us dry and misdirecting our policies, engaging in warmongering for profit, and causing everyone no end of trouble for 160 years. It's time for it to stop, for our military to recognize what has gone on here, and for the rest of the world, including our traditional allies, to protest this continued armed occupation of America by these foreign incorporated instrumentalities, both of which are ultimately owned by the Pope. See this article and over 3,200 others on Anna Vaughn Wright's website. Support Anna's work using PayPal donation. Remedy. Find out how to stop the plunder, robbery, and piracy. If you really are serious about knowing how to restore the Republic and your freedom, you need to put some effort into knowing how our freedoms are being robbed from us by fraud, lack of full disclosure, deception, threat, duress, coercion, and intimidation every day of our lives and have been for over 100 years by the criminals who have hijacked our government, wealth, and heritage for their own gain and evil intentions. Are you really required to file a 1040 income tax form with the IRS? Are you really required to obey draconian codes and statutes issued by the so-called federal government? At Anna Von Wright's website you will learn precisely how Americans have been press-ganged into the foreign international jurisdiction of the sea and have as a result been attached, attacked, and deprived of their rights and property under conditions of fraud, semantic deceit, and non-disclosure. At the American States Assembly you will learn the lawful remedies for these problems and crimes committed against Americans. Remember, there is no statute of limitations against the crime of fraud, and that fraud destroys any contract that it touches.